did. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
These things happen.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Little dribbler. Devers has to come home and save. Game over. Pirates celebrate. Giants want a challenge. We'll see, but for now, the Pirates have scored twice in the ninth and beat the Giants in come-from-behind fashion.
Oh, boy.
Man, That's an old boy and good morning to your partner. I'm done trying to figure out this team. I'm done.
Oh, I think we can figure them out. We're not going to like what we find out, but I think we can figure it out.
How do you blow that game? How are you 0-4 against the sorry-ass Pirates?
Well, let's just take the one game last night, because you can't do anything about the three last week. Yeah,
which was a sweep.
Yeah. I mean, that's when you...
Baseball has spoken.
When you make the moves that Buster Posey made at the trade deadline.
Yes.
And then you blow a game because of your bullpen, and you've traded away two of your key relievers, you're going to lose a game like that. So what do you just say? We all agree, and it's not the end of the world, but... That loss is on Buster Posey. Sure. Clearly.
I get your overall theme of that takes, Donnie. But the bottom line is these are grown. And this is what I've realized. I'm not going to be in more pain than Giant fans, than the players are. They tricked that one off. And it started in the first inning. Oviedo, Steiny coming back from Tommy John surgery. He was begging to go to the showers early. Five of the first six Giant hitters reach base. And then you get two strikeouts from Chapman and Lee. You get two runs, but you should have got five. And I know you could be like, come on, Goo. But the bottom line, I'm sitting there eating my spaghetti last night, some good Mia spaghetti, Steiny. And I thought to myself, this game's over. 4-1.
Why would you think that, though?
Because the Pirates are hapless, and you owe them. You owe them like you did the Mets, but it's kind of a microcosm of what their season is. Then there's miscommunication between Ramos and Lee. Ramos takes a ball that's not his and allows the runner to get the third. Little things. And then Rodriguez, I'm going to just keep this real, Steiny. What's the hardest thing to do in sports?
Hit a golf ball.
Well, get the last three outs in a Major League Baseball game.
That's what it is today.
And Rodriguez, as phenomenal as he's been, he's done it, but he hadn't, that wasn't his thing. He comes in right before. So he had a bit of the yips, and he hits a batter with two strikes, and he paid for it. And I love Devers. I'm not going to blame Devers as they're having tryouts at first base, but a couple of his balls to the plate were Cheech and Chong, a little high. But that's neither here nor there, Steiny. You got to win that game if you're trying to make a third wild card. San Diego lost to Arizona, so you could have got a game. I'm just like, this is who the Giants are, man.
Well, it's who
Buster... I ain't blowing no gasket.
Well, you shouldn't, because it's who Buster Posey acknowledged they were.
Real quick, Rodriguez has been automatic.
Well, not as a closer.
Well, in there. Okay.
I mean, it's a completely different role.
Yeah.
It's like a guy who goes from a sub to being a starter. I mean, you gotta adjust. But like the one thing,
and he hit a batter too, man.
He did.
Yeah.
With
two strikes.
To me, a game like that.
Talk to me.
Like I understand they traded Rodgers, they traded Duvall, they traded Yastrzemski, and the idea, I think, was kind of go halfway on selling.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea is that, well, you know, the team hasn't changed that much and we could still theoretically get it going. And of course, these guys are going to play hard. They're professional. But this is when there's something missing. Mm. This is when a clubhouse, to me, full of, you know, some veteran players, they know. Like, they got the signal from Buster Posey.
But that doesn't mean you can't excel.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. What if I told you that?
Break that down.
Because as much as you can self-motivate, the reality of the situation is you now know that the front office doesn't believe you're a playoff team. And because of that, they made the moves that they made. And everybody in the organization knows where they are. And you're under 500. You're in ninth place in the National League. And I think that in baseball and in a lot of sports, reality sets in and you look around the clubhouse, especially if you're a player like Chapman or Devers or Adamas, and you've been on winning teams.
Yeah.
This ain't it.
Well, then, Dustani, I'm not mad at you. Let us know how you feel. But the bottom line is, you know, you go to New York and you win two or three coming after the trade deadline. You're thinking, okay, yeah, we took a hit to the bullpen, but Rodriguez is more than capable, we hope, of being a closer. And again, this goes back to not just Rodriguez. You know, you had McCutchen down 0-2, and then you end up walking him. I believe he was down. You had him down 0-2. But the bottom line, Steiny, is if the Giants don't make the playoffs, and it looks like they're not, I'm at peace with saying they earned it. They earned it. You know, you got swept at home by the Pirates. You got them up 3 runs. You only can muster up 2 runs in the first. You figure if you can get that one knock, you get 4 runs, or you maximize, you know, what the baseball gods are giving to you in the first inning. And you blow that game, and yeah, you didn't lose any ground, but you did. And we told Dibs this yesterday, or you told Evan, you lost another game, you know? So now you're still at 6, but I just couldn't believe the Pirates were celebrating after sweeping you at your park the way that went down. That's just me.
Yeah, I mean, I think the more we see of the Giants, the more we realize that, you know, they've still got a lot of work to do. I mean, they have a lot of work to do, and they're going to have to figure some things out in the last 50 games. And it's who's going to close for them next year? Who's going to be the first baseman? Is it going to be Devers? Is it going to end up being Eldridge? Has Casey Schmidt earned himself the right to start at second base next year? What about the outfield? How many of those guys are keepers? How many of those are everyday players? And then you even get to the starting rotation. And
Verlander was great. We hadn't even mentioned that.
Right. What is that? Okay, so you want to bring Verlander back next year?
I don't know.
Exactly. So I think they got issues with the starting rotation in terms of they've got to figure out who's going to be in this. Like, who? If I ask you right now who's going to be their starting rotation next year, knowing that, you know, there may be a guy they signed.
I got 3 names for you. Roop, Ray shouldn't go anywhere if you're trying to win, and Webb.
Okay.
Who's on the bump tonight.
And I'm not sure that's good enough.
But so much of this season, it was, Donnie.
It was. It was good enough for about 3/5 of the season. But I just think that I don't think you can make the moves that Posey made and then just, okay, I know we gave up 2 of our best relievers, but we still expect you to go out and compete and try to challenge the Padres. Mm. Well, if you really believe that, you wouldn't have made the moves that you made.
All right.
So well, now you're asking them to make a move on the Padres when you're undermanned. And you look at a game like last night and, you know, Seymour gives up a home run.
And he's been doing that lately.
And you don't have a closer. You're trying out a closer. Mm. That's what you're doing with Rodriguez. And you got to live with some of these losses, and you're going to have to be okay with them, because there's guys on this team that aren't proven, and they're going to have some ups and downs. And last night we saw, you know, Seymour didn't get it done, and then Rodriguez didn't get it done, and you end up losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates for the fourth straight
time. Seymour gives up a walk, then the shot to Sawinski. I'm going to say this because I'm feeling it right now, Steiny. And the bottom line is, again, I'm not being greedy. They got two runs in the first inning. I feel like a team that's clicking, that has clutch players, you get that hit and you may get him out of there sooner than later, the Pirates pitcher. I am wondering moving forward, because this has been the story with the bats all year long, how many clutch dudes do they really have with the stick offensively? Because it's – and I'm even putting Devers in that as a giant. Rafael Devers is a giant. How clutch, you know, is he? And are these guys, because we're seeing Chapman, every time we've seen a scenario to where Adames has been up, Chapman's been up with the game on the line, and it's, you could go down the list and you could say, oh, Goo, you're being sometimey. You're nitpicking. No, but that's been the story. This team just cannot get the big hit, either to put the game away or take advantage of a situation that another team has given you, and you don't make them pay. There is no payday for this team with the sticks. And last night, yeah, they were stuck on four. Steiny, I thought that was enough, and apparently it wasn't. And now you're right. You're having a tryout at first base, and now you're having a tryout at the closer position. And I just assume Rodriguez, oh, no big deal. He'll, you know, nothing to see here. And I was wrong for that. So just to hear you echo what's real is now he's the closer. It's a different life out there in the ninth inning trying to get those three outs. Now, I will say this real quick to Bo Mel. You ran him out there for basically two innings, and a couple weeks or a month ago, you said you don't like sending letting Rodriguez get two inning saves, and you did it again yesterday, and it blew up in your face. So I'm asking Melvin, why would you get – it's four outs, but it's just one extra out. But still, that goes against what you said you didn't want him to do.
Well, technically, I don't think he pitched two innings, right?
Well –
because they threw the guy out at second when McCutchen was up. So,
but the theory, you know what I mean. It's like, come on, Bo Mel. Not blaming you, but you're using them like you said you didn't want to use them.
Well, that's what happens when you trade two of your better bullpen pitchers. 888-957-9570 is the number. We got a lot to talk about today. We'll talk a little more about the Giants and where they are, and really what the goals may be for the second half of the season. Got to get into 49er training camp. Specifically, we'll get into some Juwan Jennings news.
And you got a situation at home we got to get to. Yeah,
that's right. I do. You know what? Maybe I'll bring that up on the other side.
All right.
What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Segment also brought to you by Safeway.